WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Your pal Dylan here, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Reframing those pesky negative thoughts that seem to pop up out of nowhere. Ever feel like your brain's a broken record playing the same depressing tune? You know that feeling when you trip on air and instantly think, oh, typical me, always clumsy. Or maybe it's that nagging voice whispering doubts about your abilities. But here's the kicker: those thoughts don't define us. They're just temporary visitors, like uninvited guests at a party we didn't want to host. The real magic happens when we learn to kick them out the door and replace them with something more positive and empowering. That's what reframing is all about, consciously choosing how we interpret situations and events. It's not about ignoring negativity or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about finding a new lens through which to view it. So, let's break down 5 powerful ways to reframe those negative thoughts and turn them into fuel for growth. 1. Challenge the validity. First things first, ask yourself, is this thought actually true? Often, those negative voices are just exaggerations or worst-case scenarios playing out in our heads. Instead of accepting them at face value, dig deeper. Look for evidence to support the thought or lack thereof. Sometimes, simply acknowledging that a thought isn't necessarily fact can be incredibly liberating. 2. Turn mistakes into learning opportunities. We all mess up. It's part of being human. But instead of dwelling on the blunder, reframe it as a valuable lesson. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to grow and improve next time? Remember that story about Thomas Edison and his light bulb experiments. He famously said, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. See? Even geniuses stumble. But their ability to reframe failure as a stepping stone was what ultimately led to their success. 3. Focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs, there's no doubt about it. But when negativity sets in, remind yourself of the things you actually have control over. Your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. Instead of getting bogged down by external factors, channel your energy into making positive choices within your sphere of influence. 4. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer. When you're feeling negative, it's easy to focus on what's missing or what went wrong. But shifting your attention to the things you're grateful for can instantly lift your spirits. Start a gratitude journal, take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, a kind gesture from a stranger. 5. Seek support when you need it. You're not alone in this journey. Sometimes, those negative thoughts can feel overwhelming. Don't hesitate to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist for support. Sharing your struggles and hearing different perspectives can be incredibly helpful. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're presenting at work and suddenly you blank on a key point. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and that inner voice screams, you're a failure, everyone thinks you're incompetent. Instead of letting that negativity spiral, take a deep breath and reframe the situation. Okay, I stumbled for a moment, but it happens to everyone. Focus on what you can control, regaining your composure, making eye contact with the audience, and delivering the rest of your presentation with confidence. Remember, even if you don't nail every detail, the experience is an opportunity to learn and grow. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you reframe those pesky negative thoughts and turn them into stepping stones towards a more positive and fulfilling life. Remember, your thoughts are not your reality. You have the power to choose how you interpret situations and events. Start practicing these techniques today and watch as your mindset shifts, your confidence grows, and your world opens up to new possibilities. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with negativity, don't hesitate to reach out, share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it, or leave a comment below telling us about your own experiences with reframing. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.